This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited regions of southern Ukraine Thursday, where thousands of people are dealing with the effects from flooding following the destruction of the Kakhovka Dam earlier this week. Zelensky shared a video on his Telegram social media account of him meeting with local officials and said they discussed evacuations, restoring the nation's ecosystem, and the military situation in the area. Meanwhile, reporting from Kyiv, correspondent Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine program Thursday, Ukraine is working with the United Nations to reach an agreement to help evacuate flood victims from Russian-occupied areas.
Today, the Minister of Foreign Affairs of Ukraine, Mr. Kuleba, confirmed that Ukraine and UN agreed regarding the evacuation from occupied territories on the left bank of Dnieper River in Kherson region. And currently, both Ukraine and UN are waiting for Russian approval and Russian agreement on that, because UN needs safety guarantees from Russia that in order to conduct this evacuation from the left bank.
The World Health Organization said Thursday it was rushing in supplies and upping surveillance after Ukraine's dam disaster amid an increased threat of cholera and other waterborne diseases. In a news briefing at agency headquarters in Geneva Thursday, the WHO warned the broader impact of the flooding on health could be dramatic. WHO Emergency Response Officer Teresa Zarkaria told reporters so far no cases have been reported of cholera in Ukraine.
Having said this, environmental samples do show that the pathogen exists in the environment, so that constitutes a risk. So at any given moment, indeed, we could start finding cases. We have been working very closely with the Ministry of Health of Ukraine to make sure that mechanisms are in place to enable the importation of vaccines as soon as they are required.
Zakaria said with floodwaters covering a wide expanse, the epidemiological surveillance in Ukraine for waterborne diseases has been heightened. This is VOA News. Following talks Thursday at the White House, U.S. President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak held a news conference, a joint news conference, where they presented a united front by vowing they would work in lockstep as the globe tries to adapt to a period of rapid economic and political technological change. With Russia's invasion of Ukraine at the top of their agenda, both leaders promised to support Ukraine as long as it takes. President Biden said he's confident Congress will be backing his administration's efforts in Ukraine.
I believe we'll have the funding necessary to support Ukraine as long as it takes. And I believe that that support will be real, even though you hear some voices today on Capitol Hill about whether or not we should continue to support Ukraine and for how long we should support them.
The U.S. Supreme Court Thursday handed a major victory to black voters who challenged a Republican-drawn electoral map in Alabama, finding the state had violated a landmark law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting and paving the way for a second congressional district with a black majority or close to it in Alabama. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman has this.
Conservative Justices John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh joined the court's three liberals in a 5-4 ruling that said Alabama violated a landmark federal law prohibiting racial discrimination in voting. A group of black voters joined by advocacy groups sued the state, claiming an electoral map approved by Republican lawmakers diluted the voting power of black Alabamians in violation of a bedrock U.S. civil rights law, the 1965 Voting Rights Act. Thursday's ruling came as something of a surprise. The conservative court, led by Roberts, has in the past decade struck down key parts of the Voting Rights Act to the dismay of voting rights groups and Democratic voters.
That was reporters correspondent Zachary Goldman reporting. Poor air quality from Canadian wildfires is affecting the eastern United States as far south as North Carolina. Associated Press correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
For more on these stories and more, 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.